our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela, l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai, featuring biscotti with vegan cheese, vegan ham and tomatoes, mixed vegetable saute, deep-fried plantains, and crumbled tofu.
Hi. If you have a guest coming and you don't have enough time and you haven't done much shopping, well, you don't eat much. If you have this ready-made ham from your bio shop, then it's good. Vegan cheese, different color. And just have a couple leftover vegetables, a leftover this, a leftover carrot, cucumber, whatever. And some tofu. Just one piece of tofu. A banana or two. And leftover cabbage. And some onion if have. Now the guest is coming and maybe he's hungry. So you quickly prepare some appetizer ready first. And then while he's eating the appetizer, you can cook a quick tofu saute and rice. I'm going to tell you some secret. Sometimes you cook too much rice, and the leftover you don't want to eat right away, or you don't have a chance to eat next day, then you will put the leftover rice in the deep freeze or in the fridge. If you eat it fast in a couple of days, if not, then you put it in the deep freeze with the Ziploc, and whenever you need it, you put it in a microwave and defrost it and warm it until it's hot, like the way you would like hot rice. I'm working, guys. A little noise, okay, not too much noise. Yeah, take some snacks and be quiet. Be good boy. I love you. I do love you. Remember, we make some appetizer or snacks also fine with a biscuit. Here's a natural one from the bio shop. They make it even in wholemeal bread. Biscuit is a dry bread, roasted bread, toasted, or roasted, I guess. And you put the cheese on it. There are even two different colors of cheese. Imagine that. How nice. As one resembles cheddar, it's yellow, and the other one is white. Put them on top of the biscuit. Slide a tomato and put it on, and we'll be just fine. My improfessional kitchen. I have to do this first and I cook later. Put a few slides of tomato on it. It tastes delicious. Tomato on top of the cheese. Tomato on top of the cheese. That. And a couple more for different vegan ham. This is a vegan snack. It's a little bit sharp, eh? Piquant. Similar to ham, but completely vegan. Tastes delicious. Cruelty-free, healthy, and simple. I put a couple of this on the biscuit, like that, and a slice of tomato as well. For different taste, no? There's another kind of ham here, which is not sharp. This one is not sharp. That one has a little chili in it, so it's sharp. So for your guests can have choice. If you serve them like this, it looks like the meat ham that people eat. Just tastes better, healthier. Not expensive. Cruelty-free, bloodless, peaceful, and noble to eat. Put a slide on here as well, and a tomato on it. That's all we have. That's all we need, and it looks wonderful already. Just arrange it nicely. Arrange it nicely so it looks appetizing. Wow, that's very, very cool. And you can sprinkle a little black pepper on the tomatoes. And it's already, I think, salty enough. There's no need to put any salt on it. It would look just wonderful like this. And there's no need to have meat. This is wonderful, itself. So we have plantain. You don't have plantain, you use banana. Normal banana, like what I'm doing now. Just one banana or one plantain, good enough. Hit it, turn on your cooker. We heat the oil up. We need just a cooking spoon of olive oil. Or cooking oil, put it in the pan, leave it there. While I'm skinning the banana. And we slide it on the long side, half the banana, half it, slide it in half, the length of it. Perfect. Keep it there, plate, and fry it. One enough for one person, you can make two. Well, I have another one, by the way. I make one more in case one of my assistants come in and I can invite her or him. Today, there was a her and a him working outside my kitchen for the bird. So I don't know who's the lucky person who will come in here and enjoy an extra banana. No extra food. Okay, the banana we slide it in half and we keep it aside, wait until the oil is heated up. We have some cabbage as vegetable. Cut them into bite size. Simple, easy. Just a handful of it is good enough. If you have coriander, you put the coriander in. If you don't have, it should be fine. You have onion, just slice a few pieces of onion. If you don't have onion, perfect too. And you have some leftover red bell pepper, colorful, just for color. Slide it together. All this is optional for the look of it. Otherwise, just cabbage, rice, tofu, plantain, yes or no. All this color thing, yes or no, doesn't matter. The oil is already very, very hot. I turn it low a little bit so I don't burn my plantain. Now I put the banana in, or plantain, to fry. One, two, three, four. Fry it until it's golden, both sides. I'm going to keep the rice company. You can invent any kind of cooking you like, huh? It doesn't have to be like everybody else. And while the plantain is frying there, we can do something else. Keep the heat to almost two-thirds warm. Not too warm. Not too cold. Yeah, the oil is good. It's frying well. Meanwhile, you can break your tofu. Just crush it with your hand. Break it. Just break the tofu into crumble. You can call it crumpling tofu. Crumple tofu if you want. If you crumble the tofu, then the spice will penetrate better and quicker, so you don't have to wait too long. While your guest is in a hurry and hungry, that's the only reason. Otherwise, you can eat the whole piece of tofu and fry it, but it doesn't taste the same. It's better crumpled. Or slide it into small pieces. I have shown you that already. Wow, it's already golden. So beautiful. Well, I'm waiting for that. Okay, check out if I have some coriander in the fridge. You make it nice and colorful. Now we have some. If you don't have coriander, you can use celery, but the coriander tastes much better with this type of food. You can also have it with mushroom, but like this. I just want to show you that it doesn't have to be complicated. Just one or two simple ingredients and some spice, salt, pepper even. It tastes delicious already. Good. We're going to get the banana out before they cry. Now, banana, go onto the plate. Good. It's so golden already. See how golden it looks? That's it. That's it enough now. So we put it aside. It's very fragile, the real banana. The plantain would be a little bit harder, easier to handle. So if you use an ordinary banana like what I'm doing now, be careful so it don't break. It break also tastes nice, it just don't look as good. Now the oil is left over. We can use it so we don't waste it. Now it's already hot anyway. I'm gonna throw in a few slices of onions. Or leek. Just to get the aroma out. Anyway, if you have been watching the Supreme Master Television, you know the scientist has been doing some research and told us that onion is very good for us in some way. And even if it makes you cry, it cleans your eyes. So it's good. In Buddhism, the Buddha told the Sangha not to eat onions because it stings. And if the whole congregation of his disciples, which amount to thousands, or tens of thousands, sit together and eating onion at the same day while they cook, when they come to him, and the kitchen will be cooking for everybody. If everybody eat onion or garlic together and that assembly, then wow, can you imagine what kind of smell we have? Okay. All right. We put in the vegetable. The cabbage. And the red bell pepper. And sauteed. If you have some mushroom seasoning, you put in like a teaspoon, a half teaspoon. If you don't have, you just put Maggi alone. So now I get in a few drops of Maggi. Like half a teaspoon, a few drops. Yeah, and make it together. Wow, smells nice already. Put the coriander in and it's done. Remember, don't cook too long. No need water or anything, don't cook too long. That's it. Just a minute, and it's done already. Get it out of the heat first. Get a plate and put on the plate. Now we put a little oil into that pan again, like a tablespoon, more or less. Heat it up again. The oil is heated up. All we do is put the crumble tofu in it and stir it. Stir fry it. Stir it well so it doesn't burn only one side. Stir the tofu until it's golden. It's quicker when it's crumpled. It's quicker when you don't have enough time. It's just crumpled the tofu. Actually, for the tofu, you can put any kind of spice. You can put cumin powder. See, I have some cumin powder here. And I also have some ground turmeric cumin powder. We just put half teaspoon. Just get it on top of the tofu. The turmeric is for the color. Sometimes when your guests are not used to with rice without egg, you can put the turmeric a little bit in the tofu like that. And then mix it well, and then it will look similar to the scrambled egg that some people are so used to, and it tastes just fine as well. See, it's golden and cooked. Now, you get in a few drops of maggi or soya sauce. You count it to five, that's enough. And of course you can put more if you want. You don't even need to put anything else except that. But of course you can put mushroom seasoning if you have. A little bit, a little of sugar, just a little bit, a pinch of it. That's it. This is optional actually. I just like that kind of taste, otherwise you don't have to. Then heat up, arrange it on the plate, and we'll be fine. The turmeric is kind of very strong taste. So you be careful how much you put. Just half of a flat teaspoon, not full teaspoon. Wow, I think I need a bigger plate because we can arrange better things on it. Right, I got a big plate now. Very, very big, so we can arrange it all on. It looks good in any case. It looks delicious. I'm gonna put the banana on it as well. Carefully. And I go on one side. Rice on it and it will be just fine. Here we have the rice. You can have white rice or brown rice. I give the guests both. There. See how nice it looks already. There we are. We have the meal ready. Simple, nutritious, and your guests will like it very much. And it's fast to cook. You can put some soy sauce on the rice, add a little bit of the hot chili sauce there, or nothing, just eat like that. And you have the appetizer there with vegan cheese, vegan ham, and biscuit and tomatoes. He have apple juice. He has watermelon and mango as frozen sorbet, natural sorbet. And he even have a little chocolate there. He's a completely vegan chocolate. It's dark chocolate. It's no milk, no egg, nothing, just chocolate. Nice, nice. And I'm sure your guest will be very pleased if he or she be served like this. It's beautiful, nutritious, quick, and plentiful, colorful meal. I forgot the little tomato decoration. I cut the top of the tomatoes. I slice the middle like that and it become like a flower. Also very nice to look at. And you arrange the banana like the hearts like that. Also very nice. Don't forget to give the guests some filtered water, mineral water, after the meal. Water is always good to rinse off the residues from the throat, for example, from the teeth. I have given your guest some filtered water, cold, straight from the fridge, and an extra glass in case he or she loves to drink water. Okay, bon appetit, and I hope you have fun doing it at home. Remember, just tofu, cabbage, fry like that, and some rice. If you don't have cooked rice, you take out from deep freeze rice. Any leftover rice, you can freeze it and use it in emergency case. Otherwise, you can buy a rice cooker. I'll show you which. So this is the rice cooking pot automatic. You wash the rice, put rice and water in the pot, plug it in, turn the knob, and it's going to be cooked like in 20 minutes. It depends on how much rice you cook. Normally you cook for 2 persons, should be done in 20 minutes, or more or less. Normally you have a cup in there, and they tell you how many rice cups and how many water cup to be able to cook it nicely. If you don't succeed the first time, you will next time. Remember the rule of thumb. Just the first part of the index finger, you put your finger straight from the level part of the rice and measure up to the top part of the water. The first part of index finger here, then would be fine. You can buy this pot in any Asiatic shop, sometimes even in supermarket. It's easier to cook. You never burn, and it's always perfect. Have fun! I've tried myself. Wow. Tastes good. Yeah. All we need is just a spoon and a fork, huh?
Yes.
You know, for the banana, mix with the tofu and vegetable and rice, tastes so good. Okay. I think everybody will enjoy this because it's so delicious and it's nutritious. I guarantee. Bon appetit.
Thank you for your wonderful presence today on A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please join us tomorrow for more insightful lectures every day on Between Master and Disciples, right here on Supreme Master Television. More positive programming coming up next. Please stay tuned. May your life be graced with the boundless love and blessings from God.